Ezekiel chapter 47, beginning with verse 13. This is what the Lord God says. These are the boundaries you are to use to divide the land as an inheritance for the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph is to have two portions. You will assign equal portions of the land that I swore with uplifted hand to give to your fathers. This is how the land will be allotted to you as an inheritance. These are to be the boundaries of the land. On the north side, the boundary goes from the Great Sea by way of Hethlon to Lebo Hamath to Zadad. Berathuth and Sabrayim, which is on the border between the territories of Damascus and Hamath, as far as Hazor Hatakon, which is on the border of Haran. So the border will be from the sea to Hazar Anon, to the border of Damascus to the north, which also is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. On the east side, the border will run from Hazor Anon between Haran and Damascus. Between Gilead and the land of Israel, the Jordan is the border as far as the eastern sea. The border then will run to Tamar. This is the east side. On the south side, in the Negev, the border will run from Tamar to the waters of Meribeth Kadesh, then along the stream of Egypt to the Great Sea. This is the southern border in the Negev. On the west side, the Great Sea is the border until a point opposite Lebo Hamath. This is the west side. In this way, you are to divide this land for yourselves, for the tribes of Israel. You are to allot it as an inheritance for yourselves and for the aliens who have settled among you and who have fathered children among you. They are to be treated like someone who is native-born among the sons of Israel. With you, they are to receive allotments as an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe an alien has settled, there you are to give him his inheritance, declares the Lord God. Chapter 48. These are the names of the tribes. The northern border runs east to west along the road between Hethlon, Lebo Hamath, and Hazar Anon, which forms the northern border of the territory of Damascus with the territory of Hamath. South of that line, there will be one portion for Dan. South of the boundary of Dan, from the east side to the west side of the land, there is to be one portion for Asher. South of the boundary of Asher, from the east side to the west side, there is to be one portion for Naphtali. South of the boundary of Naphtali, from the east side to the west side, there is to be one portion for Manasseh. South of the boundary of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, there is to be one portion for Ephraim. South of the boundary of Ephraim, from the east side to the west side, there is to be one portion for Reuben. South of the boundary of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, there is to be one portion for Judah. South of the boundary of Judah, from the east side to the west side, will be the special contribution you are to devote to special use. Its north to south width is 25,000 cubits, and its east to west length is equal to one of the tribal portions from the eastern side of the land to the western side. The sanctuary will be in the midst of it. The contribution you are to devote to the Lord is to be 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide. The holy contribution for the priests will be this, a rectangular area measuring 25,000 cubits long on the north side, 10,000 cubits wide on the west, 10,000 cubits wide on the east, and 25,000 cubits along and 25,000 cubits long on the south. The sanctuary of the Lord will be in the middle. It will be for the priests, whoever has been consecrated from the sons of Zadok, who guarded the ministry for me and who did not go astray when the other sons of Israel went astray, as also the Levites went astray. It will be a special offering for them from the holy contribution of the land, a most holy district beside the territory of the Levites. The Levites are to have a rectangular allotment parallel to the territory of the priests. 25,000 cubits is its length, and its width is 10,000 cubits. Its whole length is 25,000 cubits, and its width is 10,000 cubits. They must not sell any part of it, nor exchange any of it. No one can transfer these first fruits of the land, because they are holy, belonging to the Lord. The area 5,000 cubits wide that remains along the south edge of the square of 25,000 cubits is common land for the city, for living space, and for open land. The city is to be in its center between the two halves. These are the city's dimensions, a square measuring 4,500 cubits on the north side, and 4,500 cubits on the south side, and 4,500 cubits on the east side, and 4,500 cubits on the west side. The open land belonging to the city will measure 250 cubits on the north side, and 250 cubits on the south, and 250 cubits on the east, and 250 cubits on the west. The remaining area that runs lengthwise along the south side of the Holy Contribution will be 10,000 cubits east to west on the east side of the city, and 10,000 cubits east to west on the west side of the city. It shall be next to the Holy Contribution, and its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city who cultivate it will be from all the tribes of Israel. The entire Holy Contribution will be 25,000 cubits by 25,000 cubits a square. Set apart this Holy Contribution, which includes the property of the city. What remains of the Holy Contribution will belong to the prince. It lies on both sides of the Holy Contribution and the property of the city, extending from the east north to south boundary of the special contribution, which is 25,000 cubits long, to the eastern border of the land, and on the west side it will extend from the western north to south boundary of the special contribution, which is 25,000 cubits long, to the western border of the land. The two portions belonging to the prince run parallel to the tribal portions. The Holy Contribution and the temple sanctuary will be between the two halves of the prince's area. The area consisting of the property of the Levites and the property of the city is between the two tracts that will belong to the prince. The area between the territory of Judah and the territory of Benjamin will belong to the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side of the land to the west side is one portion for Benjamin. South of the boundary of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, is one portion for Simeon. South of the boundary of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, is one portion for Issachar. South of the boundary of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, is one portion for Zebulun. South of the boundary of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, is one portion for Gad. South of the boundary of Gad on the southern side, the boundary will run from Tamar to the waters of Meribah Kadesh, to the stream of Egypt, and to the Great Sea. This is the land that you are to allot as an inheritance to the tribes of Israel, and these are their portions, declares the Lord God. These are the outside boundaries of the city. The north side is 4,500 cubits long. The gates of the city are named after the tribes of Israel. Three gates are located on the north, one gate of Reuben, one gate of Judah, and one gate of Levi. On the east side, which is 4,500 cubits long, there are three gates, one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, and one gate of Dan. On the south side, which is 4,500 cubits long, there are three gates, one gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, and one gate of Zebulun. On the west side, which is 4,500 cubits long, their gates are three, one gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, and one gate of Naphtali. The perimeter of the city is 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day on is The Lord Is There.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.